My quick question is this, Lonnie. Would there be any problem with the approach of giving a shot at what information you had, throwing it out there, and that might then be helpful in the discussion on March 11th as to where the difficulties lie and where the deficiencies are? If we had something in front of us as a good faith attempt to get us whatever you had, that might actually foster dialogue on why it's difficult on some of these other issues.
That was actually sort of what I was going to propose.
Well, you know, in the interest of moving the agenda, I certainly will pass that along, and I certainly will get back to you with a quick response.
This is Casey.
Yeah, okay.
Now, let me go on to what
Lonnie, me, and then Casey.
But I'm on the stack now, and I want to speak.
Right.
I think that that aside from the suggestion just made by Mike, that get see what information is currently available, and see if what can be forthcoming. I think we should agree to the March 11th conference call, presumably having received some information. I think that we ought to, and I will propose identifying information that is quarterly information. So it's an issue of when you get it rather than if. And I think that some of the information around salaries and the rest of it is quarterly or 6 months. Because as I said before, next month, March, from each station I'm getting proposed budget changes that each station feels necessary given actual experience. So I'm thinking that in the next month of March, which is not that far away, that the proposed budget changes of 6 months will be brought, placed before the committee, and then the committee will be able to discuss all of this in the context of budget changes. You get the budget changes, you get the salaries or whatever we were talking about, and I'm proposing that is how it be handled. And deal with all the issues, budget changes, salary issues, at the same time, and have it be productive in the context of actually getting some work done. And say at the next March meeting of the Finance Committee, we deal with not just the six motions, but that 6 month budget adjustments that these folks are feeling they need to make.
Okay. I'd like to propose, in the interest of time, that we limit comments for all committee members to 2 minutes from here on out. Just to impose a little discipline on ourselves so we get through everything. Do people agree to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, no objection.
Good, good, good. Okay, so I will grant myself 2 minutes and just say what I was going to propose is that we, the NSC, that we agree that we should meet with the Administrative Council. I think that'll be a very productive discussion and a healthy thing. But that we also, that the NSC requests that Lonnie arrange for provision of all information requested in the PMB financial transparency motions passed on December 20th as soon as possible, and provide the PNB with the NFC with a specific listing of any material described in those motions that can't or won't be provided until the PNB has an opportunity to consider the Administrative Council's request. So I'd like to, if there is anybody who would like to move that, I would certainly be delighted to have that as an amendment. But I hear nobody so moving. So next is Casey.
Thank you. You know, I guess what I'm hearing from all of this conversation is that there seems to me to be a real misunderstanding of people's roles and who answers to whom, what is supposed to be done, and that the information that's been requested is regular information that should be existing in any nonprofit organization. So it frightens me to think, first of all, that, Lonnie, you don't know, you're saying from station to station, you don't know which information is available or how it's available, and secondly, that it may not be available. With regard to the volunteers, it's not just an issue of who can vote in the election. It's an issue of liability. It's an issue of money that can be counted in kind in a budget that could be used for matches. And I don't understand how the board can pass motions that say these are the things that are required, these are the things that we are directing you to provide to us, and that months later, you know, we're still talking about how the staff is deciding whether or not they're going to provide this information and how. It seems to me that when the board makes a directive, it's imperative of management to figure out how to make that happen. And if it's difficult, then that time should be spent in order to make sure that it's done. So this is it's very confusing to me to understand why we're even still talking about this. And
Dave, can I?
Who's it?
Sorry, Casey.
Mark after Casey. Are you done, Casey?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
I think that part of the confusion comes in with the. I do think the chains of command have been crossed on these motions, unfortunately. The directives from the PMB should have been given to the executive director who would supervise this and not kind of gone over that directly. These motions directly cite general managers and business managers, telling them that we want this and we want that from a PMB perspective. I guess based on what came out of the NFC, and that's one problem. Well, if the board decided that there was some fiscal policy it wanted to establish, they should have done that and then communicated it to the ED and the CFO, and then had them carry the water to the general managers. These motions go directly and sort of pierces the veil in a way that I think is unfortunate, and that's probably part of confusion, because what else will the PMB in the future be directing business managers? Maybe we'll do a program director directive, and I think we have to be careful there. And I read the thing that Dave sent out from the Board Cafe about the fiscal responsibilities of boards, and I think this is a little beyond that because of the crossing of the lines. Having said that, the two things I would suggest, one is because we have to move on, I think, is that we do have a board staff committee, as you know, that the board established, where the board, since this is a board motion, not a National Finance Committee motion, a board motion, the PMB passed this motion. The PMB has a board staff committee made up of the Administrative Council and members of the board, who sit down to iron out differences or to talk about concerns. If there is a legitimate concern here from the Administrative Council, it seems to me that we should refer the matter of delay to the board staff committee that we established in January and just let the NFC motions, such as they are, stand until such time as the board staff committee has a way. Now, maybe the NFC wants to get involved, but frankly, I think it's a board matter. And if the board passed it, let the board talk to the staff. Why do we have to, at this level, get involved with it when there's so many other more, you know, I guess, devilish things, to use Patty's thing, in terms of some of the other details that are before us? So my recommendation would be to refer it to the board staff committee if the PMB wants to overrule this motion. If not, let's just stay out of it. It was passed by the board. Let the board pass it or unpass it. That would be my recommendation.
There's no one left on the stack. I just want to respond and just say that the problem is that the Board Staff Relations Committee wasn't involved in the drafting of the motions and also is not aware of all the issues. So I do think that it's appropriate for us to do it. But if that's an amendment, do you want to make that as a specific amendment? And we'll ask for a second.
Once again, I'm unclear. Well, I'm unclear of the exact wording or whatever motion is before us. I'm just throwing it out there to say I understand that the NFC began it. But just as you said, the NFC can't undo it. We don't have the power to rescind that motion.
Correct.
It's a board motion.
Correct.
So I'm saying use the board staff committee, which is created exactly to deal with adjudication and other issues between board and staff, administrative staff, general managers, etc. Why not let that committee kind of iron out and hear both sides? It doesn't have to be involved in the nitty-gritty of finance. It just has to say, okay, yeah, maybe we went too far, maybe we didn't. No, this sounds reasonable. And let them decide. Why do we have to decide?
Okay, well, whatever the case, I don't think this committee is empowered to assign things to other committees. So, I mean,
the board could do that.
But
you got me on
really
that one,
on
okay.
Us.
Shucks.
That's not on us. So if they
right,
want to
Dave.
Do it that way, that can be done that way. But right now we have a motion for us. Why, Lonnie, will you restate the motion and let's bring it to a vote?
Well, the motion was that a telephone conference call take place March 11th, NFC and the Administrative Council to review and our implementation components of the six finance motions. And that would be the statement of the motion.
Would you clarify whether the intent is that the information requested will not be provided until that time? Or will it be or will such information as can be provided be provided? In other words, is that exclusive of moving forward on any other aspects of the motion? By the
I think that the clarification I'm coming away with is to ask that the Administrative Council do this information and move that forward before the March 11th meeting.
Can you repeat that? You broke up on me.
Yeah, I'm understanding that what I'm going to do is ask that the Administrative Council people produce any and all information they're capable of doing and forward it as soon as possible to the NFC prior to that part.
If that's the understanding, that's I certainly appreciate that. And if we can just agree that that's the that is the intent of the motion, then can we bring it to a vote?
Can I ask a question of clarification?
Sure.
Then what you're saying is basically that we, you are abiding by these resolutions that were passed and to get us everything possible in the way that this these motions were passed, and that then we will discuss it on March 11th. Is that basically what I'm hearing?
Well, oh boy.
Wait, I'd like to just short circuit that. I think Lonnie was clear. He said he's going to ask that that what information can be provided will be provided, and I did not hear him say that there's any attempt that we're not agreeing to table implementation. We're agreeing to meet with them, and that he will take steps to arrange for what implementation is possible at this time.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to call a question.
Okay.
I just need more clarification before then.
Okay.
No, I just need a date. That all of this information will be provided before this March 11th call.
All I can give you, Lavarne, is as soon as possible, because some of the information may not be providable at all. But I think the date to get back to you. Okay.
That would be fine.
To get back to me on what? On a date?
I'm being as laid back as I can on the call, but I can get snippy too.
Huh? I'm not snippy. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, Lonnie. This is, I mean, you know, you said get back to me. I don't understand what you're saying.
Let me answer it again. What I'm saying is that I will get back to you with what information they say they can provide and at what date they'll get it to you. That's about all I can promise you on the phone.
Excuse me. We have a motion before us. That's the motion. We can deal. If you want to make another motion after we dispense with this one, we can.
Okay.
But I've heard, I mean, and the record of the call will reflect that Lonnie said that it was going to, he was going to get the information that's possible and get back to us with any other specific issues that comes back. And the motion.
And what you mean by that, Dave, in terms of specific issues, is that what Lonnie's going to do is get all information to us that's possible and identify information that cannot be obtained that is not possible so that we can have a productive discussion on March 11th?
Is that a reasonable statement?
That is a reasonable statement, exactly.
Great. Okay. Then that is the agreement. What we're voting on is meeting with the Administrative Council, and there, as far as I understand the motion, there is not a provision in it that speaks to anything other than our getting together to discuss any issues with the implementation. So,
would it be appropriate?
Pardon me?
You know, Dave, this is Mark. I'm still kind of a little wary about it. I mean, I understand what we're trying to do here, but again, this is a board motion.
Right.
The National Finance Committee is not the PMB.
Right.
And the fact that we, as the National Finance Committee, a standing committee of the National Board, are now going to be meeting directly with Administrative Council to work out, you know, some agreement with, you know, basically without talking to the PMB, who was the one who made the decision.
Mark, if I may,
you know,
it was you who called the question if we need to vote.
Right, but nobody seconded, so it kind of died on the call.
Oh, okay, I thought agreed. Fair enough.
No, nobody said anything.
Right. So
I'm just saying we just have to be careful here that, you know, that the National Finance Committee doesn't, you know,
This was a request by by the administrative
council. To
meet with us to discuss the implementation.
Gotcha.
It does seem entirely appropriate for us to consent to that, to discuss directly the issue.
Okay.
It will be more efficient from an institutional point of view for us to have that discussion directly.
Okay.
Oh, well, if from that discussion there's a need to recommend to the PNB a revision or changes, because I think Mark's point is well taken. It is a PNB motion.
Right. That's the way it would happen. Anything, we are not empowered to change anything, but out of that discussion, we may come forth to the board with a recommendation for the board to pass additional or complementary or contradictory or whatever motions.
That satisfy the intent, Mark, as far as you're concerned?
Well, I mean, it does, because, I mean, if the administrative council, the reality of it is, if they don't like what happens here, I mean, we can give our recommendations, and they can also request, like I said, the board staff committee or something to say, hey, those National Finance Committee people are crazy. We tried to meet with them. They're not paying attention to us. Board, I need to talk to you directly. So as long as we understand where,
And presumably they will make their case through their representative, through line,
right,
et cetera, at
got
that
you.
Board meeting. We
got
don't,
you.
We're not empowered to do...
I just don't want to, reinvent the wheel 2-3 times, but I got you.
But okay, we'll just reinvent it twice.
Okay, just
Patty
twice.
Here.
Point of information?
Patty and then Lonnie.
Just quickly, so, right, according to Mark's, what he says and what he says, we are not, as the National Finance Committee, able to... disregard these motions that have been passed by the national board. We are just having this meeting. We're going to get everything they can give us as applied by these motions that have been passed on December 20th, and we are going to have a discussion on March 11th about that. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
Lonnie, did you want to? You had something else too?
Yeah, I think that this committee is incorrect and appropriate in the purview of looking at the implementation components of a policy passed by the board. The board passed a policy. Now I see us as involved in what are the implementation aspects of it, and that seems appropriate.
Okay. I will abuse the privilege of the chair here just to say I think we've made some nice progress, and I think that this is going to be a constructive approach on both sides. And though I won't be voting, I think I'm very happy that we've had the discussion. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Just point of information.
Go ahead.
As I said this before, and I just want to say it again, is that there is a difference in, if you look at the law on director rights, whether you're creating an analysis and a report than producing existing.
Lonnie, if it's all right, that's not germane to this motion. We've agreed we're going to discuss. We've agreed you're going to get us what you can.
Yeah.
And that's for the discussion that we have with the Administrative Council.
Right.
And I'd appreciate, personally, if you email us any positions on things like that that folks have from the other side or from, well, we're all should be on one side, from the Administrative Council prior to that meeting so that we have as clear a statement of people's positions as we can. But
I smell
that,
a vote.
I smell a vote. Is there objection to going to a vote? Hearing none, Casey, will you call the roll?
Fediaco?
Yes.
Hesley?
Pass for a moment.
Martin?
Yes.
McFaul, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Pattersall?
Yes.
Gateway?
Gatewood. Yes.
Gatewood, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Williams?
I pass.
Hicks?
Yes.
Heffley?
I'm abstaining.
Williams?
I'll abstain also.
Can I, would it be appropriate, I don't know if we need a motion, can I put in a request that Lonnie that we have this information, whatever we can get and whatever the status is by the 4th, at least a week ahead of time?
Yeah, I will do my level best, and I will keep you folks updated. These people are in drive now, and that's the main thing on their minds. But I will do my level best, and I will let you know as soon as I can on the delivery date of whatever's available.
Great.
Okay,
is there any objection to moving the agenda, or is there any other motion on this topic? Okay, if there's none, then the next thing is the WBA, update on the WBA, the CFO report. And Lonnie, do you think you can do it in about 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, you can time me.
Okay. I'll let you know when you're at 10 minutes, and then you can just wind up after that. Yes?
Point of...
whatever. Point
yeah.
of whatever.
after that, because I didn't get the agenda, are we doing elections at some point today?
Are we doing what?
Elections.
That would be under review of financials. Are you meaning something beyond the review of the election costs?
No, I mean for our chair.
Sorry. My understanding from your email was that you had decided to withdraw, so we...
Oh, no, I said I was thinking I'd get back to you.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
I have not formally withdrawn from...
Oh, okay. In that case, well, what we had talked about it a little bit. We will go... Yes, let's add officer elections to the end of the agenda before scheduling the next meeting. And by the way, just so everybody is clear, we won't actually be electing anyone. That has to be done by mail. So
right.
we'll deal with those issues at the
but
end of the call.
How many items between now and then? Because I don't want to lose folks.
We have CFO report, WBI update, review of financials.
And what time is it? I don't have a watch.
Let us set a time. So it's now 2 p.m. Let our time.
4 p.m. for you there, Mike.
Yeah, I have a flight leaving at 5. I moved my flight for this meeting.
I really would like to move the... I understand the other stuff, but I think we need to... have, you know, Mike is running, I'm running, I think we need to let people...
Would you be willing to make a motion to revise...
Yeah, I move that we move the elections right now so that we can, you know, both have, give everyone an opportunity before they're too tired to...
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, I'm just going to go straight. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, then let's do that, followed by the CFO report. So the issue is that we need to elect a chair. Mark and Mike have... expressed interest in serving as chair, and A, are there any further nominations, and B, if not, I think we should hear from each of them making a statement. If there are no further nominations, then let's hear from each of them, shall we? Go ahead. Why don't you flip a coin, Mark? Heads, you go first. Tails, Mike goes first.
It came up tails.
Okay. Mike,
how are you, Mike?
He happens
to have a coin right in his hand.
Hey, you know I keep a penny in my hand at all times.
Okay, go
Who's
ahead,
going
Mike.
First? Oh, I'm going first.
Yes.
Okay. I think I could offer something as chair. I sat on the House Appropriations Committee in the Texas Legislature, and for two terms, and chaired the subcommittee over the agencies responsible for all environmental policy in the state. And it was a $70 billion budget. It's a little different from this budget. We looked at certain things a little differently, but I got accustomed to the need for understanding, one, performance and performance objectives as they relate to the budget, and two, identifying and prioritizing a budget in the best way possible so that you can operate, in this case, a nonprofit, in a way that is for the best interest of all involved in all of the stations. I offer that experience with enthusiasm, and would love to serve as chair. And if I don't get elected, I think Mark's a great guy, so it doesn't matter. But I bring that perspective to the table, and that's why I'm running for chair.
Great. Mark? Star 6 to untoggle yourself. Mark? Now, how will he know whether to vote for himself or Mike if he didn't hear that? Hello,
Mark? Is Mark still there?
He dropped off for the moment, so...
I thought I heard him say something.
Well, did everybody hear what I said?
Yeah.
I did.
Well, except Mark. Usually when Mark says something, it's quite apparent that he's talking.
I heard a beep, like somebody went off, so maybe he got cut off.
Yeah, well, he'll call back in, I'm sure.
Okay, well, maybe we should move the agenda then, and we'll come back to the statements.
Well, let's hold off and give him a moment.
I'll have to drop off for just a minute, Lonnie speaking.
Okie dokie. Well, that's interesting. Has anybody read any good books lately?
Hello?
Hi, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're probably not going to vote for Mike, so I guess he doesn't need to repeat himself.
No, I'm really sorry about that. I'm calling from work, and...
Okay.
That'll never happen again.
I just can't believe I didn't have the opportunity to persuade you, Mark. I mean,
no, I know, and you know, but we've met. You know, what I'm saying I know you.
It's your
and
turn.
I will guarantee you are my second choice.
Well, I just want to hear you karaoke. That's all.
No, that's another day. Did you complete?
Yep, he did.
Okay, let me just say, and again, my apologies. And one thing I will tell you, there are a couple things. If I were to be able to chair this, I would have to move the meeting to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I get out of work at 3:40, and so right now, everybody's gone. I'm sitting here. I'm a teacher right now. Well, one thing that I do. And so that would be a change that I'd have to make in order to be able to get home, et cetera, and not use these antiquated phones and the dog and all the stuff that goes with my school. Okay, now, with respect, trust me, it's interesting. With respect to the committee itself, I will tell you this. I served as chair last year, and one of the things that we did last year was pass a budget, and we passed it for the first time. Basically in the history of Pacifica. We did it ahead of time. There were some difficulties, some compromises that had to be made, but we got on point, we stayed on point, we didn't get distracted, and there was a lot of times when that could have happened, and we could have got into a lot of sidetracks, but we stayed on focus, and I think one thing a chair does is try to keep on point. I get the agendas out, I get them out at enough time, at least a week ahead of time, so that you have an opportunity to understand what's going on, and everybody knows what, you know, what we're going to get. I always talk, you know, did last year, talk to Lonnie on a regular basis, said we need this report, we need that report, when are they coming out? I don't favor monthly meeting, every 2 week meetings for the National Finance Committee until around July, as we prepare for a new budget. We met monthly until around July last year, and I don't see the reason that we need to meet every 2 weeks now. Since the reports come out monthly, I would emphasize we meet monthly. We get the report from the prior month. We meet 7 to 10 days. You know, and we'll have a set date after the, for example, January's report, and we meet in February, so we're always lagging 1 month, that we look and focus on a couple things. One, I like treasurer's reports. I want to hear from every treasurer because that's why they're part of this committee. How's things going at your station? Any concerns? Anything you have not been able to resolve at the local level? I don't believe that we should intercede at the local level. I'm expecting the treasurers, most of whom chair their local finance committees, to work with those committees to deal with immediate variances, certainly 10% on minor things like postage, etc., and get them answered. Come to the National Finance Committee when the answers you receive don't make sense to you or you didn't receive anything. Then we deal with that. Then we go to the national variances because no one's overlooking national but us. That means the National Finance, the National Office, and the Archives, and any other national kind of things that come along. We need to look at that to make sure they're on point because we're the only ones watching their budget, not the local budget because they have their local finance committees, the national budgets of the National Office. Finally, initiatives. I think what we need to focus on are looking at the things that the PNB asked us to look at. For example, two race and nationality motions were referred to us in terms of their financial implications. One, let's just say two. One had to deal with implementation costs. One had to do with hiring questions. And they're asking us to come back to them and give them advice. I think we need to focus on those initiatives. Another one that came out of the national, the most recent board meeting, was the whole question of what are our goals. And we came up with a whole list. We said we want to do a $5 million capital campaign. We as the finance committee need to begin to ask ourselves, how can the foundation do that? Let's offer advice to the PNB on how to implement that. And that's where I'd like to focus, creating teams. One is looking at capital campaign. One is looking at nationality policy. One is looking at personnel implications. And then we go back to the national board with something real. I don't want to waste a whole hour on what we just did. And finally, we need to do an asset inventory for this whole network. We said all these stations need things, and we came up with, I forgot, it was a $14 million or something like that. This station needs that. This station, PSW, has no building. Our lease runs out. If we're going to do a capital campaign, first we have to decide how much money we need to raise that will get us through the next 5 years. So let's use the treasurers from all five stations, the PMB from all five stations to decide what we need to do in the next 5 years. What do we need? How will we get it? And focus the energy there and not so much on who spent $1,400 on, you know, something that I really don't care about at a $16 million level, which is where we're operating. And that's what I would do. And also two-hour meetings. I don't like them longer than that. That's me. Thank you.
Okay. On the question, you know, I just want to say I sort of got brought back into this. I would like not to, to be responsible for the convening of the next meeting. Is there, although I don't know, maybe it's an objection, maybe we shouldn't hold a vote for one of these two gentlemen to be chair pro tem. I'm willing to, first of all, is there any suggestions on how we should handle that? Shall I continue as chair pro tem until, or shall I be made chair pro tem until we count the votes for this election?
This is LaVarne.
Yeah.
And can I just make a point about the two candidates and about the election?
Sure, let's do that first. If anybody has any comments.
Okay. This is LaVarne Williams. This is to say, you know, I think we have two fine candidates for the treasurer, and I think that if we look at the offices now, or who hold the officer positions, we have Ambrose Lane, who is from WPFW. We have Julie Rodriguez from KPFK in Los Angeles. We have William Walker, who's the secretary from KPFA. And as a network, Pacifica Network, I think that in order to show that we are a network and that we have, we're willing to share the responsibility I think that KPFT does not hold a national office, and I think that Mike Martin is a fine representative, as would be a fine treasurer, and I think that he has volunteered to, if elected, he will serve, and I think that we should vote for Mike at this time. Again, I think, you know, Mark would be fine, and that, you know, he was treasurer last year until he resigned from the LSB, so therefore you were resigned from the PNB, but I think at this time that, and let me just point out that the other three officers are all three melanin advantaged people, and that you know, I think that that's well, and I think all three are excellent candidates and are excellent people in the position, and that we all voted for them at that time, and we're all enthusiastically supporting them. So again, my position is that I think that KPFT, which is not represented on the national board in an officer position. That Mike Martin, since he has volunteered and said he would serve, I think that he should be our treasurer.
Did I tell you I was moving to Houston?
Is there anything?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I'm moving to Houston, but I can't do anything about the melanin.
Mark, you love our LSB meetings. They're short. They're a lot shorter.
Well, speaking of short, is there anybody who'd like to make a statement in favor of anybody else who's running? If not, let's just...
I would. This is Marnie.
Great. Go ahead, Marnie.
I would like to say that I think some of the reasons that I think Mark would be a good chair is because of his financial experience and background and education. As I understand it, and I've not met Mike Martin, I don't think, but Mike is a fine attorney and has served in a state legislature, and I understand that being on the Appropriations Committee. However, Mark is, undergraduate Harvard, I think, Columbia MBA, and has owned and operated his own business, and so is very familiar with balancing budgets and planning and things like that. And I think that's also a very important component of being chair of finance. And as for KPFT not being represented as a chair on another committee, I believe there is something like over seven other committees, and I look forward to hearing who those chairs and officers will be. I sometimes wonder if William Walker is behind in getting us information that may have already happened. So that would just be my two cents. Thank you.
Anybody else?
No,
I went to the University of Texas. I didn't go to Harvard.
Pardon? What did you say, Mike?
I was just saying that I went to the University of Texas.
That's Harvard.
I can't compete with you on that level, Mark. You're, you know...
All right.
I didn't know you were a Harvard man. I'm impressed.
Well, I mean,
but that Harvard rules the world. I mean,
no, it doesn't.
Now, let's go on, folks.
Yeah, we need to figure out how we're going to do the vote day.
People know each other. What we need to do is have everybody send in envelopes. We have to designate somebody who will receive the envelopes. And what we did in the past was you did it in two envelopes. So you have your one interior envelope that's unmarked, and the outer envelope is the one you send that has your return address on it. And we send it to somebody, and they pick up the votes, and they count the votes, so they can verify that people have voted.
But they have to count them observed, so we need, remember we agreed?
Yeah, and
whoever counts them grabs two LSB members just to watch or something.
Right, and I think, one way to do it might be to designate a secretary of one of the LSBs.
I have a suggestion, as I think we did in the technology committee, that we sent the ballots to the secretary of our committee. I would move that we send them to Casey McFall if she's willing. And
second
that they be opened wherever, someplace, as under the responsible way.
If we could, then we could maybe do that at our next...
Well, Dave, can you agree to be the observer since you're also there in L.A.?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
You sound like it.
Well, I'm just a little overloaded. It's why I've been getting things late and I'm not real satisfied with my own level of effort at this point. But in any case, yes, I'm happy to do it at an LSB meeting.
And we have to say ballots no later than, we have to pick no later than date.
And I think, do you have a suggestion for that?
10 days from today.
Sounds good.
How many days?
10 days.
10 days from today, so that would be the 28th.
Well, actually, if we do the 17th, then we could let the board know. You want to do that?
27th, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do received by. That means you're probably going to have to postmark prior to, obviously. So received by 9 days from today. Is there any objection to that from the committee?
So what's that specific date so we're clear on the record?
The 27th.
So it has to be postmarked by the 27th?
Yeah, and Casey, will you take on emailing the entire committee with the address to which to send them?
Yep.
Okay.
Question. Now, are you saying postmarked by the 27th?
No, you have to receive it. You have to receive it by the 27th. Mark, we're not going to get it counted by the 28th, so we might as well do it by receipt by the 28th.
All right, let's do that. You're
and
right.
It doesn't need to be enough.
Okay.
National
all
board.
Right.
So let's have a receipt deadline of the 28th, and then we'll count it within the week.
And, Dave, can we just clarify, the reason we have two envelopes is because the ballot has to be secret. So the outer envelope will have your return address.
So that we know who voted.
So we know who voted. And then the inner envelope will just have, say ballot, and inside it will be one and two, I guess, and you just rank, right? Or you just
right.
put one.
No, you do one and two.
Right, you do one and two, and say one is your top choice, two is your second choice, and you put that in the inner envelope without a name, and that becomes the secret ballot.
Right.
Thank you.
This is Marnie. I just have a quick question of information. Is a member pro tem qualified to vote?
That's an interesting question. I believe she's, you're talking about Casey, correct?
Yeah, I think
Casey, I believe she's a member of the committee as a treasurer, so I don't think she's...
as long as she has the standing, pro tem means, it gives every right to the individual as a regular member would have until that pro tem status is removed, so...
Agreed.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Is there any way we could get the address now?
The only thing is this is a public meeting, and I'm in
Casey
would want
okay.
to.
I've just been concerned that I don't get all my emails. And is there somebody who has everybody's
I'll
email?
I'll call you with it if you don't. I'll let you know.
Now, Mike, are you saying that you're running for the chair of the National Finance Committee and you don't read your emails?
No, I'm worried that I'm not getting
enough already. Let's move on.
I'm sorry, Dave. We got to put some levity in this. You know,
let
it helps if you got a long year.
Let me clarify. By common consent, Casey is going to send out an email to the entire committee with her address. People are going to send her so that she receives by the 28th, which will be the deadline, an envelope with their return address containing an unsigned envelope within which will be a ballot with two names, Mike Martin and Mark Roberts, with a one next to your first choice and a two next to your second choice. Casey will have me and another LSB member observe as we open those sealed envelopes. We will count them and get and announce the winners to the board prior to whatever our next scheduled board meeting after the 28th is. Okay? Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. And then the other question is, we have not held any vote to supersede the vote of Mike Martin as chair pro tem. Shall I serve as chair pro tem until this?
Let me just make that quick, and let me just withdraw, and you serve as chair pro tem until the votes are counted.
Is there any objection to that? Does anybody else want to do this? You are more than welcome.
No, you're doing a fine job.
Wait, you're hurting my feelings, man.
I'm doing a poor job. I know what a fine job is, but I'll like to do it if people want me to. All right. Is all that agreeable?
Yes.
If there's no objection, let's move the agenda. Lania, have you returned?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Are you willing to provide us with a CFO report in about 10 minutes?
Let's go.
Let's do it. It's 2:20 now by my clock. I'll let you know when 10 minutes have passed, and you can do what you want at that point.
Okay, great. What I want to do is try to start out with the large items in these reports, action items at the top, and then the items that are discussion items, or information items down at the bottom of my report. I think that's important to start to do now so that we get in, at least I get in some of the more crucial items, at least from my point of view. Number one. Six-month budget adjustments, as I mentioned before, I will be bringing that to in March for the Finance Committee. I won't go into it, but I think I said it before. There are a number of adjustments that are normal and happen in budget. On lead time like ours does, we start usually in March or April to compile budgets. I already have discussed. And I think what we want to do around that. I do believe it's crucial for the Finance Committee to adopt goals for the year. CFO, I have no choice. I have to have goals. We have long lead times. Here are some of the goals, the CFO, that I have adopted for myself, and I invite that we form teams on this Finance Committee. Look into those goals, and I hardly endorse Mark's suggestion that. So we adopt those goals, adopt some goals that are crucial to this network, and go to the PM recommendations. Here is my list. The first one that seems crucial to me is the one we discussed at the last PMB. Is we must look at ways to increase our revenue, off-air revenue, with a goal of identifying funds going to capital improvement. And every station has capital needs. And I have started the preliminary planning around how to raise those funds. One of the items on my list is that, as many of you know, in April, the 56th anniversary of the network will take place, along with the 5th anniversary of the archives, and I think KPFT.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Lonnie? You broke up for a second.
In April, it will be the 56th anniversary of the network, and the archives has the 35th anniversary, and I think that KPFT also has an anniversary close to April. I had proposed at the board to do a drive to million piece mailing to try to retrieve for the network dollars that would be held in reserve capital needs. It is the first step of a capital campaign. I would love to have members of this committee work with us here at the national office to shepherd that process through, add to whatever ideas that we may come up with. Around it, and other revenue strategies on the national level as well. In this case, aimed at the revenue that we will need for any number of contingencies. That would be legal contingencies, capital contingencies, looking at an endowment, looking at how we can take the assets that we currently have, and I agree with Mark, we need to do an asset inventory, know the assets that we have, and that we are able to decide what is going to be a prudent financial plan for this network. Our fiduciary responsibility includes crucial financial items, and we have to, I believe, take that very, very seriously for protecting the future of the network. Race and nationality, it's true that at the last board, there was several motions passed identifying that the national office and a number of other organizations, Committee on Inclusion, be involved in implementing the race and nationality motions. I've looked at a preliminary budget presented by that group, and it's in the neighborhood of $250,000. At present, that is an unfunded motion. Where those funds will come from have not yet been identified. There have been suggestions about where those funds can come from, but at present, they have not been concretely identified. They will be part of the six-month budget adjustment. The elections will be for the network budget. Elections. The elections, because of the double mailing, did. Remember, we mailed out the candidate statement. The cost for the elections exceeded our budget and in the neighborhood of $40,000. That is showing up in terms of a cost that has to be built back.
I'm sorry, Lonnie, how much was that?
The double mailing, increased. We were going to have a budget overrun of about $40,000 to $50,000.
Okay.
And that is something. The bylaw convention. That is, I know that's in 2005-06, but I think the planning around a bylaw convention and what those costs might be needs to be looked at as a pre-budget item. Remember, in May or April and May, I will start the budgeting process for next fiscal. And I present to the board September by the budget, and that means this committee will be working in July and August on the budget for next fiscal. And April, May, we will be going through on review some of the budget items. Those are financial-related issues that we will have to deal with in the six motions, and on the revenue, and on the race and nationality, and on the overage on the elections. All of these are current financial issues, and they will show up in terms of how we will look toward the end of the fiscal. Now, I want to move on to how we're doing in our drive. Right now, the current figures that I have is that KPFA is at $700,000, and their goal is roughly $1 million. And it looks as though they will go that goal, looking like it'll take them somewhere between 15 and 17 days. Okay. $785,000, and it will go 11, 12 days to reach their goal, $900,000, maybe $1 million. WBAI, I have two different numbers. Maybe Baruti can clarify for me, but I had 926, and now I have 869,000. Their goal is $1.1 million. They look like they'll go out and finish that drive sometime Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
A point of information.
Uh-huh.
We finished our drive on the 15th, and then they're going to go back in next weekend for three more days, making it a total of 27 days.
Oh, my God.
They're going to run out 25, 26, 27 days if they do it.
27.
Yeah.
We can talk about that after the report.
I'm sorry.
That's the WPFW, their drive, I believe, started Sunday. They're $204,000, and they're ahead of pace on their drive. KPFT,
Right now, they began on Tuesday the 8th, I believe, and currently have $150,000. They are behind pace on their drive, somewhere between $50,000 to $70,000. They are aware of the issues. They are aware of the problem.
Lonnie, when you say that, when 50, 70 behind, do you mean projected for the full drive?
Projected for the where they are in that drive as of today.
That they're that much behind as of today, or they project to being that much behind based on where they are today?
My understanding is that they're behind their pace as of today by that much.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I could be wrong. They could be projecting, but that's not my understanding at this point. maybe I can be corrected, but that's my understanding. So,
my understanding was that we were 27 off our current pace, but that was information that's 2 days old, so it could have changed.
I know you guys fluctuate quite a bit, so I take that as a correction, somewhere between 27 and whatever number that we might cogitate here. What to say about the drive? Overall, as you can see, the drives are going to be for most stations close to their goal. But remember, that is a flat revenue scenario compared to last year and the year before. So it's not as though we're going to look at record drives. It means that we're going to get close to budget, and that budget is flat. We have the problem of flat revenue, and this is our third year of flat revenue, and that means that we are accumulating what I call hidden deficits, because it means that the normal in-cost increases we're absorbing rather than having those cost increases be reflected in increased revenue. Special case of WBAI. Always am asked the question, what about WBAI? Well,
by the way, we're at 10 minutes, Lonnie, so
I'll close
just an advisory, just to give us all the information you got.
Let's just close, I guess, on WBAI.
I'd like to be on the stack, Dave, when you...
Sure, I'll throw it open after Lonnie's done. You'll be first.
No, Patty's first.
Okay.
WBAI, in a nutshell, they probably will reach close to a million, if not 1.1 million. But they will have taken 27 days. By comparison, KPFA, 17 days. So what we're seeing is that it's taking more days, with the possible exceptions being K and DFW. That is reflective of the aging membership, as I keep saying over and over again, and the fact that our membership numbers are not increasing fast enough to keep pace with the revenue needs that we have as a network on the air, and there are a number of things we need to do to correct that. I won't go into it. I think we need to actually have a special meeting around what to do about that circumstance. Finally, I'll just close on our overall circumstance as a network. This year is a sufficing year. We will make it through this year primarily because we have reduced legal expenses. Last year we paid out $800,000 or $900,000 in legal. This year we will finish legal payments that I had as of February this month. I do not have $40,000-$50,000 in legal on the old board payments. I have current legal, of course, for the first time since I've been here. Now some of that revenue, of course, I've already had in the budget. That doesn't mean there's free money. It just means that we're past those old legal bills. Patients haven't paid us, but we've paid the legal people already. We're going to get by this year because of this legal and also because of the fact that there are no elections, or no, there are not two elections this year. Next year, we will be back in the soup with flat revenue if we don't take measures to, well, of course, we're talking about mail drop, we're talking about a number of outreach programs, we're talking about. But all the stations are trying new things in order to increase off
Air Revenue. But our big financial potholes are we don't have adequate reserves, at least $1.2 million, to handle foreseeable capital needs at ferry stations, to handle ADA projected costs, to handle legal, should they pop up, and to handle what may be coming at us from the FCC. And as you all might have noticed, the fines for the FCC just increased fines to $500,000. Certainly will pass. All of those are expense-related items for us should we get embroiled in any number of circumstances. So that would be a quick report.
Okay, Patty and then Mark and Aluja, before we go there, who else would like to be on the stack?
This is LaVarne. Can you hear me?
Okay, so Patty, Mark, LaVarne, yes, I can hear you. Anybody else? I would like to say a comment or two. Dave, anyone else? Okay, then just let me know as we go along. Patty, and we're gonna try and limit ourselves to 2 minutes each. I'll let you know
right
when you've been talking for 2 minutes.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you've been talking for 10 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm still unclear. On our drive, this what we raised here, which I think is $833, and Martin Luther King Jr. date was $94,000. So are we saying that the Martin Luther King date was included in that, whatever that is, $833 plus $94,000, $920-some thousand? So Martin Luther King Day was included in that? Does anybody have that information?
Patty, that's...
Yeah. Okay. My understanding is that the Martin Luther King Day fundraising is part of our overall total.
Okay. So I wasn't clear on that. And I just want to say, if you go look to kpft.org, they have their daily tally on here. So it's $170,000, and they have $190,000 to go, and they have a little less than half the time to do it. So that's just sorry to take up somebody else's station, but I just noticed on the website, since Mike is on the road, I just thought I would clarify that.
Thanks.
That's all I got to say for that now.
Mark?
Okay, one thing I forgot to do, and I'm sorry about that, but I did want to say hello to the people I don't know already. And this is not about the election, just to say hi to Marnie and to Jane and to Barude and Casey, because, you know, you're new, and last week, last meeting, I was not here. Little miscommunication. I'm always here, so trust me, that's what it was. With respect to, Lonnie, what you just said, I have one question. The PNB, as you know, went out on a limb at the last board meeting and kind of brokered a fiscal arrangement with BAI with respect to the budget, trying to avoid mass layoffs or layoffs in general, but also hearing the concerns that they were on air too much and donor fatigue, et cetera. And one of the things that we were reassured at that time, and normally I would just vet this locally, but this is, I think, a national thing because the PNB imposed the budget. And we said that we were going to be using the development director at the national level, Phil, as well as development opportunities at BAI locally to deal with the concerns that were raised about donor fatigue. Now we find that through this drive, and I'm glad to hear how it's going, however, it is more days than we anticipated, et cetera. Are you concerned, in particular because we have a GM who is leaving? We have some other unresolved kind of political internal issues that we got to deal with. Are you concerned about BAI at this point? And I don't want to hear about the aging kind of listenership because we're all dealing with that. I'm just saying, as a station, given that it's taken more days than we expected, which is what some people predicted, and we said, no, we're going to do fancy things, we're going to do more mail, we're going to do direct mail, we're going to do all this kind of fancy stuff to deal with that. Were we successful or have we failed in terms of what we're doing in New York? To shorten the number of days, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
well,
could you address that? Because, you know, that was a big part of our board meeting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. WBAI is a concern. And the issue is three issues and are required for, in my view, for WBAI really be able to get a handle on the finances. One of them is, as I said, the single greatest out-of-line expense they have. I've looked at their salaries. I've looked at their revenue. I've looked at other issues about where they're in line or out of line. The one that stands out is they're paying too much for that space. Now, it turns out I was talking to a real estate agent, as I said on the last call, about moving them out of that building. And so that is underway. So I am talking to the real estate agent. We are pulling over this lease. We are seeing where there might be ways.
Can you clarify when you say that is underway, that discussion is underway or that process of moving is underway?
Discussion is underway.
Okay.